The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. I'm Mr. Rector, you're doing whatever. We're every Saturday morning from 8:39 live on WRHI AM 1340 FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com. And it's not a beautiful day today except
me. No, but I'm doing a rain dance. I like it. We need it. And it's really not a lot of rain. It's just kind of overcast and drippy. But anything we can get, we'll take it. So.
Well, I almost called Charlotte News multiple stations yesterday because they keep going on. We only got a quarter inch. We only got a half inch. We're 20 inches behind.
Yeah.
The hurricane should be able to 20 inches in one day.
No, we don't. But
yeah.
But they are right. We are behind.
But it gets so good rain. Yeah. Tommy actually dug down in the garden. You got to have 4 inches of soak wet. It's still damp down foot.
Well, that's good.
So soak it in. That. It's not running off.
I was wondering about that. Yeah, it's nice to have a good little soaking rain.
And, we want to get it back up for 6-8 months, not all in 1 week.
Yeah, we had a weird week. We were supposed to get rain Wednesday.
We did.
Not much, though.
We got about a quarter inch.
But then we wake up Thursday morning and it's pouring down rain.
So. We're calling for that, too.
I didn't see that one, but we'll take it.
But it got for a little bit Friday, but we didn't get any.
Well, we've had rain, 3 days this week?
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, since it rained, twice in April, so that's pretty good.
May's off to a blistering start.
The biggie day. We got a 90% chance today. Yeah.
May showers bring June flowers.
That's backwards.
We had to alternate. We had to move over one.
It was April showers bring May flowers.
Yeah, we didn't get them, so we moved to May showers. We'll have some June flowers. Is that possible?
No.
Oh, the perennials and all will be blowing.
If you say so.
Oh, thank you. Finally agrees with me.
Anyway.
After 8 years.
Anyway.
So it is a cloudy, kind of damp day, but it's not a washout, so
we need some rain.
You will need to put some clothes on because it's not warm today. It is it might get to 60. But
I haven't worn this shirt in a long time.
Steve has a flannel shirt on, so it's chilly out there.
A little nippy.
Yeah, don't discard everything for outdoors today. The farmers market's going on now. They're down. They're set up. And that's don't change all your plans for today because it's going to rain about lunchtime and then it's going to move on out of here. So,
but one word of advice: none of that produce is locally grown yet.
Yeah, it's not out of my backyard or Steve's backyard yet.
No, it's out of Columbia's backyard.
It's still good though. I've been eating a couple of tomatoes this year already, so.
From your garden?
I've enjoyed them. No, not my garden.
He bought them in the farmer's market.
Garden is about to get planted. I'm actually doing that. We're going to do that tomorrow, I guess. Today's Saturday, so.
I got my tomato plants in the ground.
Yeah, ours are not in the ground, but they are ready. They're looking off the screen in porch where they're going to go.
You bought them at school, right?
I bought them from ATC, yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
One planted more.
Yeah.
I got a flat of begonias out there for the office, and they're doing great, man.
Yeah.
It's time to get your annuals.
I mean, they're probably about this tall, and a couple of them got a little yellow bloom on them. So.
Time to get your annuals out and the garden. I know the pansies and all look awesome right now, but if you want to have some good flowers in the summer,
that's been a problem. That's been a problem for the last 50 years.
Yeah.
When it's time to plant spring flowers and fall flowers are looking the best they ever had.
Yeah. Back when I ran a landscape crew and all, we used to take care of Spring Arbor out there. So all the people were sitting on the front porch and we rolled in there that day mowed and then we started ripping them pansies out and boy they had a fit uprising. So
Well my grandmother used to live there and she liked planting the marigolds back around her little first floor little patio
till
the rabbits and deer started coming That's popping good. The heads off.
The deer are a problem.
Yeah. Marigolds are very good to do.
They keep insects away.
Keep insects away. So they're good to, my wife likes to blend them in our garden and put them in there. So I think it gives off a scent. Is that what it does? Yeah.
Yeah.
And invites the good insects to come.
It's a smell.
Yeah.
Theoretically, I don't know about the good insects part. Yeah. But
it won't keep everything away. But it's, I don't but they're pretty. I mean, they're nice. They come in a bunch of different colors and all. So we got on a flower kick here.
Yeah.
So this next week is going to be 50s at night, 70s in the day. So that's good. That's like to back to where we're supposed to be. We've already had.
If you say so.
all those 80 degree days in April was kind of crazy. We had 26 or 7 80 degree days this year already.
It's a bunch.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a. A lot of the grasses and plants and all are a little bit confused on what's going on. So.
Well, my absorption was looking so good when it came out. They got some big brown spots in it because it's thirsty.
Yeah.
And now this rain is awesome.
Yeah. This rain will make it green right back up. But then we're supposed to be like 39 maybe tonight or tomorrow. So it's not going like that.
It's not like it will flip.
Yeah. Your house might be even cooler than that. So.
Yeah.
Do I need to cover my tomatoes and my plants and my hydrangeas?
I wouldn't think so.
Not on tomatoes, I don't think we'll frost. Not yet.
I don't
yet.
Have any blooms on the hydrangeas yet, so yeah. I guess.
I think they'll be fine.
I told you to cover the hydrangeas a long time ago, and you never did.
Yeah.
Make them tougher.
Yeah.
So what I know.
Toughen them
up. Steve, what's you going to say, Matt?
No, I was going to say, I've looked at the temperatures, and it doesn't look like it's even getting in the 30s, I think low 40s, so I think everybody should be good.
Yeah,
we've had frosts in the 40s before, but it's not regular. Anyway, we'll be right back. Talk some more about your garden and everything else. There's long grass this week on the radio.
Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
A garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again.
When I got to cut the music on,
reminisce with my old friend.
We're back to the gardener's bench, but that music, I don't know how to act.
Yeah, I'm feeling kind of silly today. I don't think I got enough sleep last night.
I know I didn't. I ain't got enough the last 2-3 nights. But anyway.
I have to warn everybody, my brother-in-law, Tony, is back in town for 5 weeks. So
the boys are back in town.
Everybody's been warned. He flew in last night at 10, so we waited up on him to get to the house. So.
Nice. By storm.
Yeah. He's sitting there talking with his sister right now.
He brought the rain from the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, he brought the rain from Oregon.
Yeah.
He was up this morning. He wasn't sleeping.
He was up. No, he's on schedule. Well, he was kind of good for him because he flew in at 10. That's 7 his time. So he goes back. That'll be a problem. That's when it gets you.
And is he going to work for you again?
He is going to work a little bit, yeah, a couple of days a week.
And that's why back he needed some
people
money.
People go on vacation and want to work. I don't understand it.
He needed some money.
Maybe he did.
Anyway, we're going to talk about rose bushes.
Yeah, we have a question from one of our faithful listeners.
On email.
Crystal Miller.
That's right.
Does anybody know who that is? I think she might be related to the station.
Maybe. But the question was, yeah, good morning, Crystal. And
good morning. We hadn't met yet, but I know you.
Yeah. Well, she sent in some pictures of a rose bush. She said, "Hi there, I have a question. I planted an orange rose bush 3 years ago. It still will produce 1 to 2 orange roses a year, but a stem or a branch has morphed into a completely different rose type and color. Pictures below. I'm not upset, just curious and why." And we saw the pictures, a good healthy bush. And yeah, she's got some light colored, it's orange-ish, and then a deep red close to violet is the majority of the roses she's getting. What's going on, Steve?
I still think they got rouge kidding to big step. Yeah,
it could have been a couple things. Whenever they packaged the rose, it could have had a...
One of them was orange and
one
was red.
In there.
It doesn't look like it morphs off the same branch.
Yeah, and we were discussing, roses aren't really like... is it hydrangea? Hydrangea, where you change the pH and it changes the color. Roses aren't... It's not really that thing going on. So.
Changing pH on roses, they just don't grow.
Probably just when they were doing the cuttings and it just kind of got mixed up on.
It looked what it looked like. Yeah. There were 3 different cuttings out of there. One of them was a dark red.
I'm trying to figure out why she would want an orange rose when I know her husband really likes
the Gamecocks.
So I'm trying to figure out.
She didn't ask him.
Is she messing with him, trying to get a Clemson rose out there in front of his house?
She's not asking him. She's doing what she wants to do.
Is she pushing buttons?
Well,
maybe.
I have a question talking about that.
Yeah.
Is that also happened with peonies? Because a friend of mine planted a fuchsia colored peony, but this year they're like a light pink peony instead of the fuchsia. I mean, it's a different color.
No, because... Peonies come from chips or pieces that have violets on it. You can get those mixed up, but I think it changed your money. The other thing is probably more weather conditions.
Yeah, could be the weather. Could be morphing, like changing into every time. Oh, grasses do that, where certain kinds of grasses will kind of, the older they get, they kind of change certain kinds of zoysia and stuff. But
yeah, I've got that. My fescue is morphing into clover.
No.
Did you find a four-leaf?
No. The clover's just taking over for the fescue.
Yeah. Sounds like you haven't done your pre-emergence treatments and stuff.
That's right. All right.
Anyway, it's peonies. She's first to get the bloom to May anyway.
Yeah.
In the May, June.
That's that, so.
And it usually get better year after year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The first year they kind of sit there and look different. And she had one bloom last year and the frost knocked it off. But
yeah.
I don't have a bloom on it yet.
It's too early.
Yeah, I've seen some that have blooms and some that don't. Like, we're talking about the weather's kind of mixed up everything. So, but we're going to get back to talking about mowing today. We got to talking about flowers, which is good. But, I mean, talking about mowing is one of my favorite things. So, we'll come back. And we wanted to remind everybody, Strawberry Festival is going on in Fort Mill this weekend. Go over there and see Chris Miller. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Benny Etter here. We'll get you ready for the hot weather with an annual checkup. We'll clean the coals, replace air filter, and check your Freon and safety controls.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
I love rainy night.
Me too.
I love rainy morning, sweet. Rainy afternoon.
Sound like a retired person.
I don't care anymore.
Hey, I do love a rainy night. I sleep so much better. This morning I was sleeping so good, and I should have known it was raining outside. But anyway, we're going to get back to talking about mowing grass, which is one of my favorite things to do. And Steve, did you ever mow a lot of grass?
No, but Tommy did.
Tommy's does more of the mowing. So
right now he's obsessed.
Yeah, well, it's awesome. I had a lawn business for over 30-something years, and it was good therapy. A lot of times, it's.
I remember when you sold it.
Was aggravating a little bit, but
or closed it. Maybe we closed it.
Kind of shut it down. Kind of trying to be like you.
You didn't really sell it. You just sort of quit.
Yeah. But anyway, it's a good thing to I enjoyed when I was a kid. My dad got me out there doing it and kind of stuck with me. And
oh, I did it as a kid.
Yeah.
But old bush mower.
Yeah. Couple of things to remember this time of year. So we probably should have already done it, but it's always good to get your blade sharpened.
Yes.
Do that before you start.
That's a thing. Good thing to start. You can go to any local shop, or you can do it yourself if you. Sure, you can look up a little YouTube video, show you how to do it. Change the oil, change the air filter, keep everything clean. The sharp blade will help your grass be more healthy. If the blade is torn, your yard will kind of won't look as green, really. Have like a little brown tinge on top. Mm. And it can, I've looked this up, it can cause fungus. It's some people say yes, some people no, but
really,
I've
always heard that
a clean blade is actually good too. So,
and don't be afraid to replace it.
Yeah,
they're not that much.
Yeah, they're not that much. Spark plug, oil.
And if you price blades lately,
yeah,
that's what it's,
now
it's a dollar
last summer.
It's a dollar much. More than it was then. How about that? So,
it's more than a dollar. They're a little pricey.
And you know, lawn care people have to mow when it's wet and all. There's a little trade secret that if you have this problem at home with stuff clogging up under your mower, you need to get the mower up, clean it all out best you can, and then you can actually spray some either Pam from your wife's kitchen or WD-40, spray it up under there.
I heard the WD-40, I hadn't heard the Pam.
And that will help. The grass not to stick and clog up under the deck.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. Now, you have to clean it every now and then anyway, but.
Part of it is don't try to cut it too short.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times, well, like my dad, he don't like cutting when it's wet, but sometimes you don't have a choice. So.
You get bogged down if you cut it too short.
Yeah.
Well, better to go.
Different kinds of grass like different heights, so that's one thing.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like, you know, some of the lawn care people that if you're cutting mine and I've got, you know, side, and you go to somebody else's house and they've got fescue, you're going to, you got to clean between.
Yeah, it can, it can cause a little bit of problem, but I never had time to do that. I just had to go.
So you're one of the bad guys.
We had to go, go, go. Mow, blow, and go. That's what we had to do. So it's the only way to make some money.
You didn't have a day you cut
I never really believed that. It's hard to grow grass, and if you think it clogged up under a mower and go to the next yard and all of a sudden it starts growing, that's kind of, could happen. Not going to say it couldn't.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I mean, you know.
But your warm season grasses, you need to be mowing them shorter right now. So, and then the fescue, you got about 2 more weeks, and then you want to raise it high as your mower will go.
Well, the great thing about mine, it looked really good, greened up for the hot weather got it. And then, guess what I call winter weeds?
Yeah.
Those things stick up about so long. You cut them off, they go away. Yeah, you don't have to worry about them.
Keep it cut short. If you're having trouble with some of your zoysia not coming back this year, go ahead and cut it shorter. Maybe get a little rake, kind of rake a little bit of the thatch out, and make sure you fertilize, because
there's a lot of rain down today. Yeah. Had a problem.
There's a lot of problems with the grasses not coming back this year here and there. It's weird places. The one part of the yard will look awesome, then there'll be one little section that doesn't look as good. So it's just, it got damaged from the winter. I mean, it's just, we're not used to that. And, you know, golf courses, they cover their greens when it gets really cold. So,
they used
we can't do that for our lawns, really, but it probably would have helped some places. And I've noticed it's like in the big, wide open areas where you might see a spot not coming back. So just be patient, it'll come.
One myth I want to touch on, they say you did eat your water a week, not the big ideal.
Yeah.
And you should mow it once a week. That's not true. It depends on how fast the grass grows and everything else. Sometimes you got to mow it twice a week.
Yeah, I mean, like Bermuda especially, you want to probably, once we get rolling, you want to mow it twice a week. Really? You've had all winter not to do any of it, so don't complain about it. But if you cut Bermuda too short, it looks white. It's not damaged. It's just you cut the green off, and where it was shaded, it's white. So if you keep it low like that, it never has a chance to get shaded. And you actually, it'll make the lawn thrive, make it move sideways, get thicker. It won't grow tall. It'll grow sideways and get thicker.
Really?
It's always there too, really. So, for Bermuda especially, it likes to be cut short. A lot of people are scared to do it. But, I mean, a lot of people's yards aren't flat enough to do that either. So,
that brings in
a whole other topic I think we might be talking about one week called top dressing, which you're trying to level your yard out. So. But that's something you really want to do before you put sod or before you move in sometimes. But sometimes things happen. A tree will fall or lawn, something happened to your lawn. The city has to dig it up and put a water line in or something. So it's hard to get it level.
Boy, but it's road. They've been tearing in that for the last couple of weeks.
Or Spectrum, and everybody's drilling cables. Everybody that's got a cable machine is drilling in Rock Hill right now.
It's not the drill of the cable. It's a way to fix it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can't even walk on this. So rough.
I don't think you call that fixing it, but it's all right. But I know somewhere you can get some stuff to help fix it, though.
Carolina Fresh Farm.
Carolina Fresh.
Oh, really? I thought they sold dog food.
Darling.
Anyway, we're right back to the garbage pit.
By my name, you don't have
rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house: cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Benny Yetter here. We'll get you ready for the hot weather with an annual checkup. We'll clean the coils, replace air filter, and check your Freon and safety controls.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
World's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Every day is a lovely day, lovely, even rainy days.
Lovely day. I love that song. It makes me smile every time I hear that song.
Stick with your record job, please.
I don't even know how we got started playing it on here.
We just kind of needed the ending song.
Fell into it, and boom. Yeah.
And it stuck. That and everybody's working on the weekend.
Yeah.
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 That used to be some of the greatest hits.
Yeah.
They used to do Rhonda every week.
Too. Yeah, help me, Rhonda. Well, you've been behaving. Yeah,
she used to be a special guest. Now she's a co-host regular.
I'm part of the furniture now.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's a chauffeur.
Steve's been behaving lately, so.
Yeah. She's like a comet. You only see her every once in a while, and it's brilliant when you do.
Oh.
Yeah, how about that?
Nice.
All right.
Yeah, we'll take it.
What do you want?
Well, get out there today. Carolina Fresh is open right now, 8 to 2. Come on out and see us. Even though it's raining, we'll still help you carry stuff out, and we'll load.
What's that got to do with mowing grass?
Well, you got to put the grass down first, and then you got to fertilize it, and then you need to mow it more.
You don't mow grass anymore.
I do. I mow store. I mow domers. My house. I'm like a regular old homeowner now. I mow my yard with a battery lawnmower. No, he won't let me do that. He does that.
Wayne can let him do ours.
Wayne ain't going to let me mow his yard. I do fertilize it.
And so. Used to make you mow it.
I know. Yeah.
Anyway.
I want to say get out to the farmer's market today at the Fountain Park and enjoy today, Steve.
It's been fun every Saturday.
Don't
fun.
Forget the Strawberry Festival.
Yep, Strawberry Festival and Fort Mill. Yep.
I don't know how good the strawberries are as dry as we were, but we'll be right back next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.